Lawmakers are urging the Federal Bureau of Prisons to address reports of substandard health care in its facilities. The reaction comes after an NPR investigation detailed the stories of prisoners nationwide going without needed medical care. NPR criminal justice reporter Meg Anderson is here to tell us more. Hi, Meg.
Hey, Ari.
Before we get to these calls from lawmakers, tell us what you found in your investigation into health care within the BOP.
Yeah, so this fall, we published the stories of federal prisoners around the country who were not being provided with medical care by the government. Many of them had waited months, some of them even years, for needed treatment. One man waited 2 years for heart surgery. Another went blind waiting for care. And one man, who I ended up focusing on, waited a year just to get an ultrasound to confirm testicular cancer, and he later died. We also got the records of everyone who died in federal prison in the last decade. That was around 5,000 people, and we found that one in four of those deaths happened at a single prison hospital in North Carolina. It's where the Bureau sends prisoners who are very sick, but we found delays in treatment and other problems there, too.
And so who are the lawmakers calling attention to these problems, and what are they saying?
So they are Senator Dick Durbin and Senator Chuck Grassley. Both of them are on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Durbin is the chair, and that's the committee tasked with overseeing the Bureau of Prisons. Durbin said he found it, quote, deeply upsetting that families are mourning the loss of their loved ones because they weren't afforded the proper medical care they deserved while incarcerated. And Grassley said that he is, quote, deeply alarmed by reports that the Bureau of Prisons has demonstrated foot dragging when it comes to providing medical care to those in its custody.
Are they pushing for specific action?
They are. So Durbin called on the federal prison system to address its staffing crisis. This November, the Bureau of Prisons director, Colette Peters, testified before the House that healthcare staffing levels at some prisons are less than 50% full. And Grassley is pushing for the Peters position director to be Senate confirmed. That would add a layer of accountability. Other lawmakers have pushed for more accountability, too. A group of senators introduced a bill last spring to create an ombudsman to investigate issues inside prisons. And I should say, a spokesperson for the BOP told me the Bureau, quote, appreciates the senators' focus on this important issue and is committed to working with them on oversight.
And since your investigation published, have you heard from more prisoners or their families?
Unfortunately, I have, yes, and I'd love for you to hear what they had to say. Tiffany Reese Robinson says her fiancé has been complaining to prison staff of excruciating pain for years.
They kind of just brush him off, ignore him. It's like they're playing with his health. Nobody really cares.
A father named Roberto, he didn't want to use his last name for fear that his son would be punished, but he told me that his son, who's paraplegic, suffers from almost constant urinary tract infections.
They are not treated the same way normal people are treated in the hospital. If you commit a crime or you did something wrong, you have to pay for it, but not in such a way.
And Beverly Richardson told me her son has needed heart surgery for nearly 2 years.
I'm trying to get my son the help he needs before he dies on me. These are human lives in there. These men have families. They have children, for God's sakes.
The Bureau of Prisons declined to comment on these individual cases.
That's NPR's Meg Anderson. Thank you for your reporting.
You're welcome.